You're now listening to the English news of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. The second International Spine Conference of the Orthopedics Trauma Center, Cần Thơ Central General Hospital, and the 27th Ho Chi Minh City Spine Association Conference just took place in Cần Thơ City. Hundreds of renowned professionals in the field of orthopedic trauma from hospitals and major orthopedic trauma centers across the country attended the conference. There were also experts from Japan and Taiwan, China in attendance. According to the assessment, the specialty of orthopedic trauma in general and spine surgery in particular has made significant advances and achieved numerous significant accomplishments in recent years. As a result, endoscopic spine surgery and minimally invasive spine surgery are the current trend in spine surgery around the world. According to Cần Thơ Central General Hospital administrators, this conference is an opportunity for physicians, particularly young surgeons, to learn from experience, update knowledge, and learn more about advances in medical science, diagnosis, and treatment of spine illnesses, consequently increasing measurements and the quality of medical care for Mekong Delta residents. It is expected that next week, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development and Businesses will hold a ceremony to export the first batch of bird nests to China in Langsheng. To date, 45 enterprises have registered to export bird nests to China, and the Department of Animal Health has instructed them to monitor disease safety and food safety in accordance with Chinese regulation. 9 of these businesses have completed export registration forms and submitted them to China's General Department of Customs for review. After checking online for 5 of these 9 businesses, China has approved Avanes Vietnam Nutrition Joint Stock Company to export 2 types of clean bird nest products and pre-cooked bird nests to China. The government has just issued a plan to implement the movement. The whole country emulates building a learning society, promoting lifelong learning in the period of 2023-2030. To celebrate Vietnamese Teachers' Day on November 11, leaders and former leaders of Hậu Giang and Sóc Trăng provinces, Cần Thơ City, and more than 500 teachers, staff, and former students of industrial and agricultural Cultural Complementary School Level 2 and 3 attended the 12th meeting of teachers, staff, and alumni of the school. Over the course of 14 years, from 1976 to 1989, over 2,000 students graduated, including over 1,000 who went on to become bachelors, engineers, doctors, masters, PhDs, and scientists in various fields, are leaders and managers at all levels in party agencies, the government, the Vietnam Fatherland Front, social-political organizations, officers, armed forces officers, successful businessmen and people. On the occasion of Vietnamese Teachers' Day, November 20, teachers and students from the Industrial and Agricultural Cultural Complementary School Level 2 and 3 Hậu Giang gathered to reflect on the excellent traditions and memories shared under the school roof. On November 11, Handong Engineering and Construction Joint Stock Company organized the Running Challenge event with a message for a green environment for company employees and families with the participation of investor Nam Long Investment Joint Stock Company, Cần Thơ Branch. The Green Day event series focuses on Global Development Goal 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities, a worldwide framework for addressing urgent social and environmental issues. The activity encourages healthy lives as well as the necessity of protecting and nurturing the natural world around us in order to have a more green and sustainable future. This is a demonstration of a holistic commitment to environmental sustainability, social responsibility, employee benefits, solid governance, and community engagement. The journey begins in the square, continues via Nam Long 2 Gung Thep Project residential section to the Lake Landscape region, and then returns to the square. The Running Challenge event was a huge success thanks to the passionate companionship and strong support of investors, other partners, and especially firm employees and families. Responding to the World Day Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims in 2023, on the afternoon of November 11, the City Traffic Safety Committee coordinated with Hung Phu Secondary School, Gairang District, to organize a student forum on traffic safety. The City Traffic Safety Committee briefed 200 students from Hung Phu Secondary School in Gairang District about basic regulations to protect safety when engaging in traffic, introducing some typical road signs and directions on choosing the correct helmet. On this occasion, the City Traffic Safety Committee presented 20 qualified helmets to students with good academic results, as well as 2 scholarships worth 2 million Vietnam dong each to students from families of traffic accident victims. Along with that are 20 stone benches promoting traffic safety for Hung Phu Secondary School. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.